thought.
What about JPP? Does he make things interesting, like lighten up and, you know, when this stuff happens?
This game is interesting, you know, and JPP is a great guy. You know, he's an amazing teammate, and I'm honored to be right next to him. So I enjoy him a lot.
You've been in rivalries before. I mean, you guys had your rivalries in Baltimore.
Yeah.
How is this sort of compared to it in the lead up to it? I mean, it seems to be a decent amount of back and forth going. And
you know what? I wouldn't know because I'm not really one of the people that's big into the media. You know, I don't feed into either side of either thing. You know, people talk, and that's what people do. They're allowed to do that. Everybody has a freedom of speech. You know, I focus on the game, and I get after the game, and I look at the film and see what I see, and I judge from there. So that's usually how I stand on rivalries or whatever, is what I've been through and what I'm going through now, and, you know, just getting ready.
You think some guys use it, though, when they go on the field to try and motivate themselves maybe a little bit or in any way, shape, or form, or is it sort of
If you need something extra to push you over the top, I mean, far be it. You know, far be it for me to stop you from whatever you need for extra motivation, but I don't need anything to motivate me to go out there and play the game that I love. You know, my motivation is the competition of it. My motivation is the sport. My motivation is the challenge. Like, that's easy. So everything else, if you need extra push, go ahead. But I don't need it.